Hey, this is Jack from Bombay Bicycle Club, and this week we are taking over Popfilter, and we've chosen six of our favorite songs that feature collaborations. We hope you enjoy. This is Hejira by Joni Mitchell.
I'm traveling in some vehicle. I'm sitting in some cafe.
So, I mean, this is just one of my favorite songs of all time, but I chose it because I thought it was a great example of a collaboration, sort of bringing something unexpected to an artist. In this case, someone like Joni Mitchell, who was probably at the time famous for her folk music.
I've looked at life from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's life's illusions. I recall, I really don't know life at all.
Collaborating with a jazz bass player, Jaco Pastorius, one of the greatest bass players of all time. And it just leading to something totally unique and beautiful. Yeah, this is the famous fretless bass of Jaco Pastorius. And I think Joni was quoted as saying she was quite fed up with how quiet the bass guitar was on most recordings. And so you can hear it's just turned right up in this song. And I think that's brilliant. Like, that's my favorite instrument, and any track where the bass is turned up is all right with me. It's one of those things that it was at the time so unique, and then inevitably ripped off and copied in the sort of decade after, and so there's so many pale imitations of it, but yeah, it's his trademark sound. I think it's just the easiest way to stay inspired, because it's quite difficult after every record going back into your studio and starting again, like starting the whole process of writing again. And so for me, the easiest way was like listening to records, and if you heard something cool, just taking a sample from it. Or in some cases, and this is more recently with us, directly collaborating with another person rather than just like taking music from records, and just expanding your imagination and getting out of your comfort zone.
I'm traveling in some vehicle. I'm sitting in some cafe.
I mean, it always just makes me think of being on the road and sort of being displaced. And one of my favorite lyrics of all time is in the song, and she says, "There's comfort in melancholy when there's no need to explain," which I've always thought is quite beautiful.
There's comfort in melancholy when there's no need to explain. It's just as natural as the weather in this moody sky today.
Sort of that general feeling of unease and melancholy, but it not necessarily making you feel bad. It's, you're just kind of, you're at peace with it, and it's almost like a comforting melancholy. This is Hejira by Joni Mitchell.
I'm traveling in some vehicle. I'm sitting in some cafe. a defector from the petty wars that shall sharp up away. There's comfort in melancholy when there's no need to explain. It's just as natural as the weather in this moody sky today. In our possessive coupling, so much could not be expressed. So now I am returning to myself. These things that you and I suppressed, I see something of myself in everyone, just at this moment of the world. The snow gathers like bolts of lace, waltzing on a ballroom girl. You know, it never has been easy. Whether you do or you do not resign, whether you travel the breadth of extremities or stick to some straighter line, now here's a man and a woman sitting on a rock. They're either gonna thaw out or freeze. This strains of many good men coming through the snow and the pine wood trees. I'm porous with travel fever, but you know I'm so glad to be on my own. Still somehow the slightest touch of a stranger can set up trembling in my bones. I know no one's gonna show me everything. We all come and go unknown, each so deep and superficial. Between the forceps and the stone, well, I looked at the granite markers, those tributes to finality, to eternity. And then I looked at myself here, chicken scratching for my immortality. In the church they light the candles, and the wax rolls down like tears. There is the hope and the hopelessness I've witnessed 30 years. We're only particles of change, I know, orbiting around the sun. But how can I have that point of view when I'm always bound and tied to someone? White flags of winter chimneys wave truce against the moon. In the mirrors of a modern bank, from the window of a hotel room, some vehicle, I'm sitting in some sucks me up that way.
Joni Mitchell mit Hejira, erschienen 1976 auf dem gleichnamigen achten Studioalbum von Joni Mitchell und heute im Popfilter empfohlen von Jack Steadman, Sänger der Londoner Band Bombay Bicycle Club. Die übernehmen diese Woche den Popfilter und stellen jeden Tag einen Song vor unter dem Motto Kollaboration. Ja, und Joni Mitchell kollaboriert ja hier auf dem Album mit dem Bassisten Jaco Pistorius. Der ist vor allem für seinen Fretless Bass bekannt, also für den Bass, dessen Griff keine Bünde hat. Und das erzeugt dann diesen sehr charakteristischen Bass-Sound, den ihr hier in dem Song gerade gehört habt. Jack Steadman sagt ja, dass er immer an das Unterwegssein denken muss, wenn er den Song hört. Und tatsächlich entsteht Hejira damals auch unterwegs. Joni Mitchell schreibt das ganze Album in einer Zeit, in der sie quasi konstant auf Tour ist. Musikalisch probiert sie auf dem Album mal was anderes aus. Sie ist zu der Zeit zunehmend frustriert von den Session-Musikern, mit denen sie sonst so ihre Songs aufnimmt. Sie sagt, dass ihr so diese subtilen, aber durchaus wichtigen Zwischentöne fehlen. Und deswegen schaut sie sich dann in der experimentellen Jazz-Szene um und sie lernt da eben Jaco Pistorius kennen, der dann mit seinem Fretless Bass so einen ganz neuen Einfluss reinbringt. Bis dahin ist Joni Mitchell ja eher für so klassische Folksongs bekannt und mit Hejira orientiert sie sich dann 1976 so ein bisschen Richtung Jazz. Das Album hinterlässt auf alle Fälle einen bleibenden Eindruck. Es gibt viele bekannte MusikerInnen, die es zu ihren Lieblingsalben zählen, darunter zum Beispiel Björk, St. Vincent und Danielle Haim. So, das war der Popfilter für heute in der Takeover-Woche mit Bombay Bicycle Club. Morgen übernimmt dann wieder Gitarrist Jamie McColl und der bringt einen Song mit, in dem ein sehr bekannter Rapper mit einer sehr bekannten Sängerin kollaboriert. Also abonniert den Popfilter am besten beim Podcast-Anbieter eures Vertrauens und dann hören wir uns morgen wieder. Ich bin Gregor Schenk und ich sag danke fürs Zuhören.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.